So your new track, Paris, is out today. You guys excited about the release?
Yeah, we can't wait. It's gonna be pretty awesome.
What's the new track about?
It's basically about city life and, not particularly liking it and really wanting to not be in the city. Everybody's so cold and scary.
You guys from a more countryside area and you've moved to a city, or is it just because you're a bit bitter about the city life in general?
Well, we live in the city now, and I think, to be honest, most of the guys in the band actually love London and stuff, but I think for me, I don't know, it's just not my thing. I mean, I think it's awesome. I just wish everybody would smile.
Yeah, there's a distinct lack of smiling throughout cities. Like I moved here in Sunderland. I mean, it's a nice place, but everyone's in a rush.
Everybody's in a rush, aren't they?
This track is a former track of the week for us on Drive Time, and there's one thing that really stood out for us. It was the music video when you guys are sitting on diggers and he's smashing up computers and stuff. How did you guys come up with that idea? Is it just this sort of what you guys think the city is, and you're just breaking it to bits?
Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, Russ, our synth player, he wanted to kind of have like office and being a bit bland in the office, and then I said, why don't we shove a tractor in there? And so it was like, so we were going to have an office and then smash it up with a few tractors. Kind of just like a bunch of angry farmers getting really annoyed at the city and just going, ugh.
it's got a very 1980s vibe going through. Who would you say were your biggest influences?
Well, I mean, I think got a lot of Elvis Costello in that, I think. Mm. I mean, it's always good. And everything that our mum and dad listened to when we're driving to Asda or something in the back of the car, I think that's really what built us into what we're kind of making at the minute. And then just kind of using our modern day edge to make it a bit, modern.
Mm. For me, I heard a bit of Depeche Mode in that.
Oh, yeah?
Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've always, been a fan of Depeche Mode, The Human League, Cabaret Voltaire. So, I mean, well, it'll be understandable if you can hear a bit in there.
And you guys played Glastonbury this year.
Yes.
What was it like?
Oh, it was crazy. I mean, I'm quite thankful for the BBC letting us headline on Sunday on the BBC introducing stage. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. And then you get off and enjoy Glastonbury for a whole night without having to worry about playing and, worrying about doing too much alcohol.
Who did you see at Glastonbury then?
Went to go and see the Buzzcocks right after we played. That was pretty amazing. Slaves were really good. They were playing a couple of times actually all over the place.
Oh, sweet.
And there was everything. They were pretty standout as well. They only played their whole new album, which was pretty crazy. I've never really seen that before, just saying, nope, sorry, we're not playing any old ones. We're only playing the new album.
Have you guys been playing many other festivals around this sort of festival season?
We've had a couple. I think before Glastonbury we played a few Lovestock and things like that, but coming up to Reading and Leeds, I think we were just a little bit too late on the bandwagon of being able to play to get on it, which is sad. We were hoping somebody was going to be a bit ill and pull out so we could come up and play.
It's all getting very exciting for you guys, because you're off on a tour later this month, and you're going around the UK. You're looking forward to it?
Oh, it's going to be crazy. I mean, playing with Ratboy as well, he's going to keep us on our toes. We've got to get out of the skateboards and try and remember how to kickflip. So, I'm going to hurt my tailbone sometime, but hey, what can you do?
Exactly. Are there any rituals that you guys, sort of do on a tour? Anything that you have to do?
Oh, yeah, well, we've got to play music. We've just got to... I think, apart from the playing the music, we've just got to run around, get out our BMXs, go for a bit of a ride around, see if it's a skate park and stuff like that. But apart from that, not much.
You've been recording covers and putting them up on your YouTube channel. I really like the one, the Years and Years one that you guys did. It was really good. Tell us more about how that whole thing came about and why you decided to put all these covers up on YouTube.
Well, there's a lot of songs that we really like, and, it's nice to do a bit of a homage to these songs that you like so much that have lived with you, like Better Off Alone by Alice DJ and Loneliness by Tom Craft, and, going on tour with Years and Years and listening to King. It was like, yeah, let's do that. It's a good song.
Have you got more lined up, or is it sort of whenever you can sort of get them done?
Oh, yeah, no, well, we've always got, loads sitting around. I mean, I think there's even a version that's half done of Zombie Nation sitting around, so hopefully we'll get that done as well.
So, festival season, it may be coming to an end, but if you could organise a festival with your dream lineup, looking for headliners here, because this could go on forever, who would you have?
Oh, man, I think Elvis Costello would have to get on the top. I mean, maybe if we went back in time a little bit as well. Drag the Damned up as well. That'd be pretty amazing. And Depeche Mode and Cabaret Voltaire. Mm. Bit of Blur. I think Blur would be there as well. They'll probably be headlining, actually. But on another stage to Oasis, so they could have a little bit of a mouth-off over the park.
It'd be like the race for number one again.
Oh, yeah, relive that. That'd be amazing.
Here in Sunderland, it's nearly Freshers Week. Freshers Week's next week for us. What tips would you give to somebody who's moving out for the first time?
Spend all your money. No, don't spend all your money. Get an overdraft, but don't go too big because, you know, you'll be paying it off for ages. That sounds so sensible and everything, but, you know, you just got to do it. And just go out and have fun. Listen to some bands, local bands, but not uni bands. Because they tend to do metal. And, just miss out the metal bands from uni.
So quickly, just give us details of your tour again.
Oh yeah, so we're starting on the 16th. I think over in Sunderland, we haven't got one super close, but there are a couple of dates in Liverpool and Manchester. I don't know how far that is a drive.
You can get the train, it's fine.
Yeah, jump on the train, go over to Manchester or Liverpool, Skelmersdale. Or Leeds. I mean, this, like, I guess Sunderland's a bit of a hub in the middle of all of these places. Yeah, just check it out on the Rat Boy Facebook page or our Facebook page, which is Zebra Zebra Zebra. And, come down.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Cheers.